When you work in the learning and development space, as I do at Excel, it's pretty common to have quite off-the-wall conversations with people about human nature and behaviour, particularly when you deliver programmes which help people to improve their personal impact. I guess this is a natural human trait. If I'm in this box, does it make me do these things in a certain way? Well, sometimes, and this shouldn't be perceived in a negative way, because difference is good. So a conversation I had a few weeks ago with a manager on one of our programs really surprised me. We got into a conversation on right brain versus left brain and should the individual in question develop a team with a bias towards, in his case, the right brain. For the record, I suggest this would not be preferable. So today I want to explore the left versus right brain, as this question comes up quite a lot. So maybe it's because here at Excel we work with many scientific organisations where there's a perception of left brain bias, and also with a huge number of creative teams too, where everyone is assumed to be right brained. So let's get into it. Welcome to Learn, Grow, Succeed, the Leadership Podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Hewitt-Hall. If you want to become the extraordinary leader today's organisations need, then listen in now as we share the latest leadership insights and techniques from around the globe. Hi there, everyone. This is Rachel from the Learn, Grow, Succeed podcast. So today our topic is left versus right brain skills and attributes and what we should be doing when it comes to building our teams. So I'll explain a little bit more in a moment. But first, if you're new here, hello and welcome. You'll always find a transcription of our podcast over on the Excel Communications website, which is full of different resources for you to develop your leadership capabilities. And on the podcast, we also now have interviewed a number of our key clients and some different experts in their respective leadership fields. And you can access these recordings on iTunes or over on the Excel blog. Finally, a request from me. If you enjoy this podcast, and I sincerely hope you do, I'd really appreciate a review. If you're listening to this on your iPhone or your Samsung, it's really easy to hit that lovely 5-star button and tell us why. So let's talk about the many gifts of being left or right brained. So let's start with the left brain. So left brained people are often described as mathematical or organized. A lover of spreadsheets, planning, and most definitely not chaos. So as we live in a technology driven world, you'd think that being left brained is where it's at. After all, the left side of our brain controls all the functions and thinking related to logic, analytics, systems and process. Also, the development of our left brain helps us to feel separate and to a large degree gives us time and space to reference too. So these are all much needed facets of our life, which help us to reach the end of the working week intact. However, if this is all there is, how we experience our lives would be pretty dull, wouldn't it? So no stunning works of art in the National Gallery or the Guggenheim to lift our spirits, no Mother Teresa to show us how to be compassionate, and certainly no Banksy. So luckily we have a right brain too, which gives us balance. So let's refresh our memory of what the right brain is all about. So the right brain is the area on a cellular level where we are more compassionate, more intuitive, more inclusive, and as you might expect, more creative. It's also where we experience generalities. Here's the thing though, as we continue to become more advanced as human beings, and as we tweak and manipulate our physical world, we are in much greater need of developing our inner world too. So what if we respected the gifts of our right brain can add to our experience too? What if we developed our right brain alongside our left brain? Would this give us access to better experience. I personally think so. The reason I say that actually is because at the weekend I went on a beginner's watercolour class, and I have never done anything artistic in my life. And I have to say it was incredibly immersive, and it made me be very present, and I was really surprised by the level of creativity that I had in me. It was a real eye-opener. So let me clarify what I'm saying here. We aren't all left and right brain. We're all at various positions at points along the spectrum and have access to both. The big challenge for many people is that they work in predominantly a left brain environment. Yet, here's the thing. When we truly tap into our creativity, we can deliver a colossal amount of work in a short space of time, and suddenly that right-brained employee, this might be you, is powering through more work than you ever thought possible. In all walks of life, we see this right-brained work demon portrayed in the cinema and TV. So, for example, Robert Downey Jr. in Sherlock Holmes and Benedict Cumberbatch in the TV series. Then, of course, there's Doc Brown from Back to the Future, the mad professor who ends up sending Marty McFly back in time to have a date with his mother. Then, of course, there's Albert Einstein, a classic left-brained guy whose major breakthroughs happened when he tapped into his right-brain creative abilities. These are all examples of those right-brain geniuses. Over the years, I can recognise these traits in many of the participants who've taken part in our programmes at Excel. So how do we develop our right brain and all its wonderful gifts? Developing our intuition is one activity, though this isn't going to happen overnight. However, there are a few tips to get you started, so let me give you some of those. Let's start with meditation. Some people shiver when you hear the word meditation. I know it's not something that I'm particularly good at. When researchers at Harvard decided to test what happened to the brain during intense moments of meditation and prayer across a really broad interfaith study group, they were amazed to see actual changes in brain activity among the participants. No surprise then that the chatter of the left brain decreased as the test subjects relaxed and moved into this happier place. Over on the Excel blog, one of our most popular posts is on using mindfulness consistently to improve your performance. Setting aside even just 5 minutes a day to a mindfulness technique can strengthen our feeling of compassion and intuition, and it can do wonders for clarity in terms of decisions that need to be made at work. Other techniques to stimulate creative brain activity might include taking hot baths. Advice from the original madman himself, creative guru David Ogilvy. Read from a varied and unusual source that are unrelated to your field of work. Walk more, especially in nature. This is a form of meditation in itself. This is my meditation. I am an absolute fan of nature. When I'm in nature, when I'm out walking with my dog, I'm incredibly present and I'm just able to clear the mind. So taking a really short walk, even for just 10 minutes at lunchtime, can make you really creative in the afternoon. And change your routine. Do a digital detox, challenging though that might be, to get off your computer or your smartphone for a couple of hours. Find something else to focus on, and that'll have a huge positive impact. You could sing, you could draw, you could paint, you could dance. And most importantly, have fun. Then watch the connections happen. So this has been a bit of a different topic today, and I hope that you'll find it really useful. And let me know how you get on with trying out some new creative things. So this is Rachel saying goodbye for now.